It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Here's the 411 on the 317. Peyton Manning congratulated Drew Brees, we told you about this early in the week, for breaking the NFL passing record. Here's what Peyton had to say.
Drew, for 1,000 days, I've held the record for all-time passing yards in the NFL. And I got to tell you, it's been the greatest 1,000 days of my life. And thanks to you, that's over now, and you've ruined that for me. So thank you very much. I have nothing left to look forward to except slicing my tomatoes, making dinner for my family, putting together this wedge salad. Also, let this serve as the congratulations for the touchdown record, because as you can see, I'm very busy. I don't have time to keep doing these videos for you congratulating you. But in all seriousness, Drew, congratulations on this record. You've done it the right way. All your hard work and dedication have paid off. You and I have come a long way since this picture back in 2000 when you were in college and I was in my third year in the NFL. So, way to go. Proud of you. Good luck the rest of the way.
That's some cool stuff right there from Peyton.
I love Peyton Manning, and he's so funny, although he does always sound like his mouth is full of marbles.
I'm having fun right now. Trust me, I am.
Well, just like the way his voice sounds is so unique.
Omaha!
Speaking of football, Jack Doyle and other Colts threw a bunch of homeless kids a party. It was really cool. So Jack Doyle, Colts tight end, launched a new birthday club on Monday afternoon. It's for kids who are overcoming challenges due to their family's homelessness. He said, it's what it's all about. They don't realize the effect on me is probably more than what I have on them. His wife, Casey Doyle, and other Colts players joined him for this inaugural Jack Doyle birthday celebration at the Dayspring Center. The center provides families with food and clothes and shelter while working with them to end their homelessness. Lori Kaysen works at the Dayspring Center, and she said about it, they don't have to worry about where they're going to sleep. They don't have to worry about whether or not they're going to have a next meal or where they're going to have a next meal. All they have to do is just be a kid. That's some great stuff from the Colts.
And Amazon is bringing a new receive center to Greenwood. The company signed a lease last week to open the facility on the east side of Greenwood. The project is expected to add around 1,250 jobs, and Amazon is committing $80 million to the project. The average pay is expected to be around $14.50 an hour. And in September, the city council voted to give the Seattle-based company $7 million in tax abatements over a 10-year period. The proposed site is the same area where FedEx pulled its distribution center from. It's along the east side of I-65 near Graham Road.
That is cool.
Are you guys surprised or not surprised that out of all of the surrounding cities in Indy, Greenwood likes to receive?
What, do you think they like to give more than receive?
Are you surprised that they like to be receivers instead of givers?
I think everybody's different. I'm not surprised. No, are you?
What do you think, like, other towns around Indy are? Givers or receivers? Broad Ripple, do they like to give or do they like to receive?
I think Broad Ripple likes to give.
I think they like to give.
They definitely like to give.
Now, do you think if given the opportunity and the two cities were left alone for a period of time that Broad Ripple would give it to Greenwood?
You know,
probably.
That's a good question, but the big question is, what about Brownsburg?
Brownsburg
loves to receive.
They love it.
That's the 411 on the 317 here on the Joe and Alex Show.